Praise his name. Let's all stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can come and have a place to gather. You've prepared us and provided. Lord, it is a privilege, and we never want to fail to say thank you. And Lord, as we, Lord, come to your presence, Father, with our hearts open, Lord, we know you're here. You promised to be here. May we just be less little sponges, Father, and absorb all that you have for us tonight. Meet the needs, Lord, every heart, fill them, Lord, with your presence, strength, Father, that we may be able to say it's been good to be here. We love you so, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless the songs and Father, as it prepares our hearts and settles us for your word. Oh God, may we just get everything we can out of it. We love you so. We ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me our big books, if you will. I'd like to start on page 232. And heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. Praise his name. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Amen. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, amen. Justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine, listen. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took up the offer of grace he did proffer. He saved me. Oh, praise his dear name. Amen. Sing the theme bell and glory fill my soul. Oh, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe. Oh, riches eternal and blessings supernal, from his precious hand I receive. Oh, thank you. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, when I
at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Amen. Oh, I love singing songs about what he's done for me. Amen. He's so wonderful, saints. Praise his holy name. Page 289. Springs of living water. Amen.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day, amen. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply, amen. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting souls can be satisfied. Amen. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply, amen. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply.
Amen. Have you been to them springs? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Page 604. Hallelujah. I'll see you in the rapture. Praise his name.
If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, and if to God we have been true, and we've lived above all sin, then for us there'll be a meeting. Yes, there's going to be a greeting. I'll see you in the rapture. Amen.
All so soon. Hallelujah.
I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture. and catch is waiting right away. So get ready now to meet him, and with this message go and greet him. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the end. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture. Amen. Are you looking forward to that day? Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the end. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see
Amen. You feel that's very close, saints. Just around the corner. Amen. Be able to see him. Amen. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to come again for the offering? Sing that low chorus. Oh, what a day that will be. Praise his name. What a day. What a day that will be. Oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a day. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day. How many have requests? Something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Paul, would you like to take the requests?
Lord Jesus,
Heavenly
Father, we come to you, Lord Jesus, this day, Lord Jesus, this needy people, Lord, we come to you, Father, with many needs and more troubles, Father. Lord, we know that your mighty hand to take care of each problem we have, Father. Pray, just look at it now. Lord Jesus, we have to ask that Lord, just pray, just help us. ourselves for that time and that day, Lord Jesus. Amen. That we're ready to just have a focus on this world and all the corruption that's going on, Lord. And that we stay focused on you, Lord Jesus, and you alone, Lord. Just let us go for all the wisdom of people as they do. But Lord Jesus, your word is going to be strong. If you want to give them one against their lives, so you have them. Just ask you to be in the service now. Speakers, bring forth the word. Just speak your words, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Somebody have a special song up in their heart? Amen. Praise his holy name. All right. Well, I guess I stand again, if you will, in a single chorus. Only believe. Only believe, saints. Hallelujah. Only believe.
Minds go back to many times as that song was sung, Lord, among the people, and our prophet sung. And Lord, we think of all the great messages that come forth. And Father, the Holy Spirit dealing with people's hearts to believe what that prophet brought. And Lord, we know that the Holy Spirit is here tonight. You're here to reveal your word to us, Father, and what portion we may have need of if we'll just listen to your word. And Father, as we renew our minds back to the words of that prophet and to the scriptures, the Lord Jesus is truly the way of life. It is the truth and the way of righteousness, the paths that will lead us to righteousness, Lord. So we ask that you would just help us to believe, and to believe everything that you say in your word. May nothing be there to even begin to hinder it. But Lord, if there is, take it away from us. Strip us down, Lord, that you may have a greater preeminence in our lives. We ask now that you'd bless us and help us to deliver these few words that you want us to bring this evening. Again, Lord, it'd be to your glory and your praise and honor. In your most glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to turn with me while you're still standing to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I actually take a little bit of different exhortation tonight. And we'll bring up prayer later again, Lord willing, and next time we come. But we want to bring a little thought tonight as I was in the study later this evening. I was just waiting on the Lord and kind of going over some things, what we brought this morning. And Lord laid this on my heart, so we're going to bring it. Must be a reason for it. Amen. So let's read 12th chapter, book of Hebrews, and begin the 4th verse. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. For some reason, I was just thinking on this after the message this morning, and I just felt in the spirit that someone may be a little discouraged, if I could say it that way. Say it in a way that maybe you're just a little wearisome, and maybe it bothers you a little bit to be let the Word of God chasten you, and for the Word of God to come to you, and it appears sometimes maybe it's just always cutting, and maybe hurts a little bit. But again, you've got to remember, God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. We always got to remember that, because he truly does. And as I said, sometimes it maybe bothers, and Scripture tells us here, it doesn't seem to be joyous at the time, but grievous, and how true it is, you see. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So by the exercising of the word coming, exercising it and coming forth and coming to us and chasing us and cleaning us out, getting rid of the sin, the carnality, the things that we lack, the things that we fall short of, and what God's requiring, it's as it's exercised, it ends up yielding a peaceable fruit of righteousness, and we're thankful the time it's over with. May not be right at the time, but when we see the fruit of righteousness being produced or manifested after the chastening, we see our life conforming to his image after the chastening comes forth, then it's very peaceable, and it makes you feel really good, makes you thankful for what the Word of God is doing. And as I was just thinking about it, it just seemed like it just happened. I was going through some quotes, and I come on to a certain quote, and then I hit play. I started listening. And when I heard this, it just really sunk deep in my heart to share it with you tonight. And maybe as I share it with you, it'll be shared with the right person, and it'll help you along your way. Because, friends, I'm telling you, we must have the chastening of the Word. We've got to have. If we don't, we're going to look like a bunch of other ones in this message, where their lives is not showing that they're dressing as carnal as can be, showing their flesh, people with tempers, and just people into worldlyism, doing things in the world, and claiming to be believers, claiming to be Christians. And so God has a purpose for this chastening. There's times we just got to have it. And though it may seem like we get it a lot, but one thing about it, if you're elected and you're following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it'll yield a peaceful fruit of righteousness in your life. It'll make you thankful. It'll make you appreciate it. But as with those things in mind, and I was thinking on this, as I said, and I was listening to this message, and Brother Timothy was preaching out one of these messages just this past time he ministered in the message Perseverance. And I run on to this. As I said, it just seemed like the Holy Ghost put together for me, because I wasn't really, as to say, looking for it. It was just something I was just thinking about, you know. It's one of those things I meditate about and ask the Lord about, you know, and just kind of wait and see what he wants me to do. And then he let me run on to this, and it may seem so simple, but yet the way the prophet explains this, it just touched me so great. And actually, I sit there in my room as I listen to this and had tears running down my cheeks. You know, I just thinking of how God is just so perfect. You know, we read this morning, he's perfect and more perfect and even more perfect, and he's so perfect, you know. It just ain't nothing like him. He just does everything perfect, and I love that. It's so good to serve the living God that's perfect. Amen. But in the message, Perseverance, and before I read it, actually, I'll read the scripture. If you want to turn with me, the book of Matthew, the scripture he was talking about, and so we can save a little bit of time, so we can get Paul and Heather back on the road there. And let's listen to what he's saying here in the scripture, Matthew 15 chapter. And let's begin about the 21st verse. Now, here was this Gentile woman, and a Canaanite woman, you see. And it goes on to say here in the 21st verse, 15th chapter, book of Matthew, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Brother Branham said it was an epileptic. She was having epileptic fits, you see. The devil tormenting her. And she says, "My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word." And you know, sometimes maybe sometimes people feel a little bad, or maybe a little roughed up, as to say, when the Word of God is coming forth, you know. And it just seems like maybe the Word of God is, of course, they too many times get the man on the pulpit involved, and they take it personally. And then they look at the man and say, he's too rough, too hard, you know, always rebuking, or all this, that, and the other, you know. But they never really think about he's just the mailman. And he's bringing out the word, okay? And the word of God, though, sometimes roughs us up. And maybe sometimes seems to be treating us pretty bad, you know? Maybe treating us a little too hard. You know, chasing us and rebuking us and always telling us we ain't no good. And we always need help. And I'm not like I should be. And I lack things, you know? And we get a little roughed up. We get to feeling a little rough, you know, like this is a little bit too hard, you know. But I want you to listen to some things here. Pay attention. "But he answered her not a word." Here's this woman in need. And she's asking the Lord Jesus for help. Yeah. And didn't even pay attention to her. "And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away." Now here she is, standing there, really crying out for her daughter, who is vexed with this devil. And here are these religious men, Christians supposed to be, versing with the Lord Jesus and say, "Send her away." How would you like to be treated like that? If your daughter was in great need, your son, your husband, your wife, and you was coming to God about it and be treated like that, to where his men would say, hey, send her away. Send her away. And you're in such a need, needing a deliverance. For she crieth, for they said, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I was just going to push the thumb down harder. Rub more salt on the wound. Remember, this little woman was a real woman. She had feelings just like you and I do. Yeah. She loved her child just as much as you love your child. Yeah. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Think of this. Talk about the Jews. She was Gentile. Then came she and worshipped him. She didn't give up. After seeing these disciples trying to push her away, trying to convince him, push her away, and then he says, I'm not sent to the lost, but to the lost sheep of Israel. It's the only ones I'm sent to. Okay. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Wonder how many of us would still not give up. But you'll see here, she never felt sorry for herself at all. She didn't feel she was being treated too rough. Pay attention. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I called her a dog. The Lord Jesus himself called her a dog. But glory, hallelujah, the infinite God knew something. You see, how would you like to be called a dog when you really need help? A dog. Would you give up? Would you think things is not going my way? I don't like this. Huh? Many people would. And many people has already, down through the ages of time. And even unto this day, they have done that very thing. And she said, truth, Lord, after being called a dog, truth, Lord, I am a dog. Look at the humility. The humility. Truth, Lord. I'm a dog. But I still need help. I still need help. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Wow. She was admitting, though he called her a dog, he was still Lord and Master. How many of us can do that? When the Word of God is cutting us, pushing us into the mud, let's say, yes, Lord, it's truth. I need you. You're Lord and Master of all. You know what I need. Oh my. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. But just put us in that same situation. We're really crying out to the Lord for something. And God's Word, remember, for in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus speaking was the Word. How many times does the Word come forth and maybe just pushes us right into the mud like he did Moses. And just push us. Grind us right down in and calls us dogs. Is there enough faith in our hearts to still know he is Lord and Master and that I need him? humility. See? Let's listen now a little bit of what the prophet said as I read it to you in this message, Perseverance. We'll begin paragraph 150. He said, finally, she made her way through all these obstacles. We just talked about the obstacles that was in the scripture. One of the obstacles was the disciples said, send her away, send her away. I'm sure she's seen what was going on. How would it make you feel? Just send you away, you ain't no good. You're a dog. Get out of here. What do you feel? What is inside of you? Okay. He says, she made her way through all these obstacles and she arrived at Jesus. Now, seemingly, all of her trouble was over because now she made her way to the Lord Jesus. So now, surely, all the trouble would be gone because she'd done seen what the Lord Jesus could do. And how all these circumstances, all these sicknesses, the death raised, all these different things, blinded eyes come open. She knew what the Lord Jesus could do. Okay? So she seemingly believed that her trouble was over now. She made it to the Lord Jesus. Okay? She arrived at Jesus, but it wasn't, the trouble wasn't over. It was just starting. What? Make it to the Word and all the trouble should be over with? No, it's just starting. Many people would say, well, I know Jesus. Oh, yeah, yes, we see that every night. He comes right with us each night, proves himself to be here. But still, we come back the next night with all of our troubles again. He says, isn't that the truth? Isn't that right? He said, yes, it's right. The next service will come back and got all our troubles again. You know? She arrived at Jesus, and she'll perhaps, maybe, if she hadn't had that kind of faith, the first discouragement after finding Jesus, the first one was the disciples trying to send her away. And she had to see this. None, she wasn't like them. And, you know, but she needed help. And she was persistent, which the prophet talked about in Perseverance. But if, he said, if she wouldn't have had that kind of faith, the first discouragement after finding Jesus, she would have been, and he stops for a minute, he said, she would have blowed up and went back out. She would have blowed up and went back out. They're trying to tell the Word to get rid of me. They're trying to tell the Word, get rid of me. The Word don't want nothing to do with me. But you see, faith won't do that. Faith won't turn loose. Faith is persistent. It holds right on. Now watch. She had all confidence. Now listen. She had all confidence and faith in this man, the Lord Jesus. Now if she had just been mocking or just saying, I'm going to go down and just try and I'll see what he's going to say. Now if we'd come in with that attitude, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and go to church and I'm going to see what he's going to say. You know, if she'd had that attitude, he says. If he says something against our creeds, I'll just leave. Or if he says something against what I believe, I'll just leave. You know? I'll have nothing to do with this. And sometime maybe we felt like that. It's always saying something against really what I really, really don't believe. But I guess I'll stick around and see what he says. Or is there a faith holding you? But she come to get something, you see. She came to get something. Have you come to get something? And she was determined to stay there till she got it. Wow. He says, there you are. He said, that's the person. That's the real person right there, he's talking. Like the Queen of South we preached on the other night. Notice She got to Jesus. She got to Jesus. She got to the Word. Instead of getting a welcome, she got a turn down. Wow. She got to the Word. And of all things, she got a turn down. Called her a dog. What the Word told us that? Would we just give up? Or do we have something special this woman had? Ah. And he said, he goes on and said, what do you think of a people today that would get to that spot and be treated like that? Get to that spot, they've walked right up to the Word, they're right there with the Word, and now the Word's going to call them a dog. Wow. How could we take that? And people might get a little ruffled under the feathers when we're trying to wake them up. Let the Word show them what they are if they don't do what this Word says. They get a little ruffled. They might get feel a little rough. Feel a little sorry for themselves. Well, maybe I ain't this. Maybe I ain't that. Or have you got what this woman had? See? Jesus told her right quick. No playing around. He told her right quick. What I've got ain't for dogs. Did he say that? He sure did. That's what he was saying. What I've got ain't for dogs. Wow, can you imagine the Word of God treating us like that? Us sons of God and daughters of God and call us a dog? But the infinite God knows something. Yeah. Jesus told her right quick after she come through all these barriers. And finally, she come to Him and she run up to Him to worship Him. And said, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is variously vexed with the devil. And I've known that you're a great healer. And I come to ask you to help me. He just ignored her. Ignored her. Looked at her and just walked on. Oh my, she was a little more than our modern Pentecost. She had more than our modern Pentecost has. Yeah. My, they'd have turned up their nose and walked back. Like some of these people in this message I've seen them do over the years. Turned their nose up and walked away. Yeah, you ain't telling me. I know more than you do, preacher. You ain't telling me nothing. Yeah. I don't have to do that, he says. But not that woman. She had faith. She stayed right there. Even though the Word of God called her a dog, she stayed right there. Wow. May this little woman be a lesson to some of us. Yeah. Now she went after him again. She wasn't going to give up. Got called a dog, but she still wasn't going to quit. She went after him again. Lord, can't I just have? And she wasn't thinking about what she had come through. She wasn't thinking about what she would have to go through. The only thing she knowed, she believed. If she could get to him and to him to say so. Just for him to say so. That his daughter was healed. She wasn't thinking about what she'd done went through. And what she might have to go through. She was just thinking about what that Word was telling her, going to tell her. That's all she needed to know. If He would say so, she knowed it was working on others. Why wouldn't it work on hers? You know, it may be working on somebody else. And they're being conformed to the image of Christ. And they're beginning to be an overcomer and walk by faith. It's working on somebody else. Don't you know it won't work on you too? Even though you're called a dog? Or do you have that kind of faith? Do you have what this little woman had? You see? Let's go on. You fight, he says, you'll fight every inch of the way. Well, I thought when I become a Christian, everything was going to be nice, Brother Steve. No. You're going to fight every inch of the way. Yeah. God down in Egypt gave Palestine to the Jews, but they fought every inch of the way. God told Joshua, everywhere the soles of your feet rest, that I've given you. Footsteps meant victory, meant possession. And just as far as you can climb into the kingdom of God, if you just want to climb a little piece and say, well, I believe I may not have to go to hell now, but I believe I'll be saved at the end now if I join church. Is that all you want? Huh? He says, you ain't got much ground yet if all you want to do is dodge hell. Be satisfied you join church. That's all you want. You ain't got much ground yet. No. But every promise in the Bible is yours. Every promise is yours, little bride. But you'll have to fight. You'll have to fight every devil guard away from it with a two-edged sword and claim it for yourself. Be persistent and walking right into it. Now, she got right up to the very God himself, and he ignored her. Wow. And she ran after him crying. She was persistent. She ran after him crying. Do we still cry out to him and run after him after the Word of God has cut us to pieces and called us a dog? This little woman did. And she got what she wanted. Lord, help me, she said. She worshiped him and said, help me. Listen at that rebuke. I am not sent to your race. Oh my, he says. I'm not sent to your race. Then Elalim would have got up and walked away, friends. Said, well, I guess he wasn't sent to us. And this revival don't, and guess I'll just go away. Is that what you felt like sometimes? I'll just go away? Or is there still something on the inside? Crying out, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. You see? See, Jesus knows she had that kind of faith when he said what he did. What I got's not for the dogs. But Jesus knew, the infinite God knew what faith she had when he said that. Just like he knows how many gnats you've got in your house. How many spiders you got. Yeah. The infinite God knew what faith was already inside of her. Even before he called her a dog. He knew she would not give up. Same way sitting here when you sit under that word, God knows the ones that won't give up. Oh my. See, Jesus knowed she had that kind of faith. And another thing he said, your race is only a bunch of dogs. Whew, he says. Wouldn't that be pretty hard? To have the Lord Jesus himself call you a dog. That'd been pretty hard to take. But she had a special faith. Yes. A special faith. He says, don't talk like that to the modern Pentecostals. And we can say tonight, don't talk like that to a lot of message believers. Because they can't take it. No. But the predestinated can. Oh, you say that. They say, well, I'll just leave this bunch and go over to the and join this assembly. And the assemblies say, it's not for me. I'll go to the others and the others and the others, you see. But now the woman, see, she had faith. Said, I wasn't sent to you, Jesus said. I wasn't sent to you. I wasn't sent to your race, he repeats again. And besides that, you're nothing but a bunch of dogs. Wow. Again, tell me that wouldn't be hard to take. Sometimes the Word of God may be hard to take. You might feel like, wow, what am I going to do? I might as well just give up. I ain't got nothing. Or do you have the faith this little woman had? She still cried out, oh Lord, I need help. I need help. Yes. It's not meet for me to take the children's bread here and cast it to a bunch of dogs, he says again. Oh my, Brother Bram says. He says, that don't stop faith. Being called a dog don't stop faith? No, sir. Not at all. Faith is still there. Just as fresh as it ever was. What does faith admit? Listen to what he's going to say. What does faith admit? The truth. She said, that's truth, Lord. I'm a dog. But the dogs eat from the master's table, the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I'll take anything, Lord. Just help me. I'll take whatever you can give me. But give me something, Lord. Yeah. If it was even crumbs. Oh, my. That's truth, Lord. Oh, my, he says. See how little you can get? See how little you can get? He said, not how big you can get. No. Do you realize, some of you sitting here probably have, maybe some young ones have, but do you realize how many that has gotten up and walked out and quit and left different times down through the years because they knowed more or they was this and this, that, and the other. They couldn't take the word. So they went to another little group to find a place that the word wouldn't chasten them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Faith makes you little. Well, then, Brother Steve, I thought faith made me big and tall and I could move mountains and all this, that, and the other. No, faith makes you little. Because when you're little is when God can use you. Yeah. Don't ever forget that. When you got yourself up here, there ain't nothing for you to do. No. But when you're down here, he'll lift you up and do the things he wants to do. Yeah. Faith will let you see how little you are. Yeah. Notice, still she was perseverant. Yet, he wouldn't pay no attention to her. Wow. He ignored her. If you'd think of that in a carnal way of thinking, you'd think, wow, that wasn't very nice of him. But the thing of it is, again, he knew what faith she had in her heart. See? He ignored her, and finally she got his way, and he couldn't get her, or she got in his way, and he couldn't get around her. She wasn't going to stop. He wasn't going to leave him be. That's what some need to do. Not leave him be till they get what they need. Yeah. And then he told her and said, I'm not sent to your race. Your race is nothing but a bunch of dogs. He says it again to make it plain that we understand what he's saying. And I'm not going to take the children's bread. It's not right for me to take the children's bread, healing to this group, and give it over to you dogs. He's promised. Give it to your dogs. For healing is a promise. And she said, that's truth, Lord. Has the Word of God ever put you in a spot like that? That you felt like a dog? But what was on the inside? Was it, I just might as well give up? Or are you persevering like this little lady was? Lord, I need you. Give me help, Lord. I need all you can give me. All of it, Lord. Give me all you can give me. Faith will always admit, are you listening? Faith will always admit the word is truth. Always. Amen, he says. If you got real faith and the Bible tells you that you're doing wrong, you'll admit you're wrong. But how many times has it been, nah, not me. Not me, I ain't doing wrong. I got a reason I can do that. But real faith, you'll admit you're wrong when the word tells you you're wrong. Yeah. You won't say, now wait a minute here, I belong. No, 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 that's not faith. When the word says it, that's where you're right or wrong, is by the word. That's right, he says. Let's go on. I won't hold you too much longer. And now she said, sir, she just couldn't believe. She just couldn't believe that she could stop at that. So away she goes. And she said, truth, Lord, we're nothing but a bunch of dogs. Yeah. Has the word come and you said, truth, Lord, I'm as carnal as I can be. It's truth, Lord, I'm not doing right. I'm wrong, Lord. It's truth, I'm wrong. Instead of sit there and say, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. He must be talking to somebody else. He must be talking to the brother beside of me. He's talking about somebody else. Or are you able to sit there and say, truth, Lord, I'm wrong. I'm the one's wrong. I'm the one that needs help, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need help. Truth, Lord, we're nothing but dogs. But I'm only asking that I could just get some of the crumbs that falls from the master's table. She was crumb hunting. Oh my. She was crumb hunting. He said, just think of that. Today we either get the whole loaf or we won't take anything. We got to be all of it, or we don't take anything. Still, she was persistent, though. She went right on. She was not a hotbed plant that had to be babied and sprayed over. Yeah. A hotbed plant, you got to baby them all the time, friends. Yeah. Do special little things with them or for them to just keep them there until maybe the Lord gives a chance to him, to get to him and baby him and baby him, you know, but not a true plant. No. He says she was not a hotbed plant that had to be babied and sprayed over to keep the termites off. No, sir. She wasn't one of these hybrids like the modern crop of today that call themselves Christians. When the Word of God said it, she believed it. She seen it vindicated. She was ready to go after it regardless of what anybody said. Even Christ himself couldn't stop her. Wow. The word itself couldn't stop her. Calling her a dog. She still was persistent. I need help, Lord. I need help. That's what faith does. Maybe be a way to check our faith. To see if we really got faith. Or if we're a hotbed plant. Yeah. That's what faith does. Oh, that it admits the word being right. She was hunting for crumbs. Wow. She was hunting for crumbs. Just anything. To help her out. Anything. Do we come crying out to God, Lord, give me anything that'll help me. Help me, Lord. It may be something small, like tonight. Give me anything, Lord, that'll help. Yeah. Do we have that kind of faith? The end. Pretty simple. But yet when you let just dwell in your heart, it becomes very powerful. But how some people just seem to be a little hurt when the word of God comes forth and is chasing them. But can we be like this little lady? Be called a dog? Sometimes the word will call out and say, "You're lost!" That's worse than a dog. Yeah. And the word of God cries out sometimes, "We're lost," if we don't do what he says. Yeah. How do I take it? Do I just feel like I've given up? Is there enough faith in our hearts to be as persistent as this little woman in Matthew 15? Yeah. This little Gentile woman. We're Gentiles, are we not? Flesh? Absolutely. But by the grace of God, we're sons and daughters of God. You see. So press on, weary soldier. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Don't get weary in well doing. Faint not. Press on. Press on. Be thankful that the word of God chastens us, cleans us, and makes us right. Amen. Sometimes it's not easy. It's pretty grievous sometimes. Pretty bad and hard to be on the grievous end of the stick, you know. But oh my, it turns into a wonderful blossom and yields fruit, a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Amen. Would you, sisters, can you answer us, please? Just trust it'll help who it's supposed to help. Maybe all of you could draw a little something from it, you know, and think about it. And may we be this, like this little woman that had this kind of faith, you know, and could stand regardless what the word called us and how hard it may hit us. May we be able to stand. Because it could get harder. Who knows? The sun gets really hot at harvest. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Gets all that greenness out. And friends, I want all the greenness out of me. I want to be exactly what he wants me to be. Amen. And I trust that's your desire also. Trust it's been worthwhile you be here tonight. Though it may have been a little change of menu, but that's what the Lord laid on my heart, so that's what I wanted to bring. Like I said, and hopefully it was for somebody. Amen. It helped me. And it just stirred my heart listening to the prophet speak these things. And as I said, I couldn't have dry eyes listening to it. My God is just so mindful. He's just so wonderful, so precious. Amen. Don't you love him? Oh, he's so wonderful. Let us all stand. And maybe you got a little chorus on your heart you want to sing in closing. Maybe at all. Brother Timothy. Amen. Is it on one of these pages, is it? In the book? Because I probably messed it up if I... Does anybody know where it's at? I'm reaching out to you. Is it, I wonder if it's in the big book, is it? Reaching out to you. 282? Thank you. 282. All right, we're just about there. There we go. Yes. Go ahead, brother. Help us out. Reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. Come on up, Brother Timothy. Your arm is not too short. I'm reaching and reach me too. I pray, rest my way to your kingdom too.
Grow me more like you.
Reaching out to you. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short, and you can reach me too. Amen.
As
as I pray and press my way into your kingdom true. I'll grow to be more like you just by reaching out. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Yes.
And to really have to press and pray and cry for something. And to know that He's there listening. And to know that He can reach you when the time is right. And when He's ready. And you think of that scripture as He read that little lady. She didn't give up. She was persistent. Just kept reaching. I'll take it. I'll take whatever I get. And oh, how that ought to be the desire of our heart each and every time. Lord, whatever you've got for me, I'll take whatever you've got. Whatever little portion, I want it. Amen. May it truly be a burning in our hearts. Says, Lord, I may see where the mark's at, and maybe I'm not there yet, but by your grace, if you'll just reach down your hand, I'll reach that spot, Lord. Oh, may it stir our hearts. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we truly are grateful for the opportunity to have been here. Lord, each time we gather around that precious word and hear it spoke, and Lord, to know that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is teaching us and leading us and guiding us, Lord, and makes these things come alive, Lord, and illuminate words that are written on pages. It brings it to a reality in our hearts and in our lives, and Lord, we can identify with it. And we see the reality of your precious word and how it causes us to want more of you, Lord. We want that closer walk, that higher rung. We feel that press in our hearts, Lord, and we just humbly ask that you would continue to feed us what we have need of. Yes, Lord, sometimes the word may trim us, and oh, sometimes it feels like I ain't worth nothing. And it may feel like the load is just, it's pushing down. But oh, if I will only reach out to you, Lord. Oh, you will bring it around. But may we yield to you, Lord, and let this precious word, as Mary said, let it be unto me according to thy will. And Lord, as when we see this word is truth, and it truly comes and it matches up, Lord, may we have the grace and the mercy in our hearts to be able to say, that's the truth, Lord, and accept it, and then press our way into it. Lord, we humbly just ask you to bless those that couldn't be here today, strengthen them, encourage them. And Lord, those that have a desire to be, but Lord, maybe circumstances of life are weighing heavy. Lord, you know every situation, and we humbly uphold each and every brother and sister in here, Lord, and just ask that you would meet their needs and help them, Lord, through the times of their life that they must face. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. We'll never fail to see, Lord, you receive all the glory and the praise for everything that's done. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Amen. Just, I know before we leave, I just wonder if we could just sing that little song, Give Thanks. Amen. I don't know what page it's on if you need words, but it's just a little chorus. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son, and now we say, I am strong. Let the poor say, because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Amen. Oh, may we truly give Him all thanks. Amen. Oh, how precious He is. Amen. So grateful for every opportunity we get, saints. Amen. Just pray the Lord will richly bless each and every one of you. Bring us back at the next time if you should tarry. And we all live and we'll come excited, expecting God to move. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed.